Herzlich willkommen zum Binge-Befreit-Podcast, deiner Selbsthilfe aus der Binge-Eating-Störung. Mein Name ist Lilith Huber und ich freue mich sehr, dass du heute wieder dabei bist, um dich Schritt für Schritt aus Binge-Eating zu befreien. Heute habe ich ein Interview für euch und zwar mit der lieben Barbara Orban vom Manifestation Doll Podcast. Und ich freue mich sehr und ich fühle mich sehr geehrt, dass Barbara heute hier zu Gast ist, denn ich ja selbst höre sehr gerne ihren Podcast und finde ihre Message und ihren Content einfach super und deswegen freue ich mich sehr, heute mit euch ihre Message einfach mal teilen zu können, ihre Gedanken mit euch teilen zu können und hoffe natürlich sehr, dass ihr auch was für euch daraus mitnehmen könnt. Das Interview ist auf Englisch, weil Barbara aus Australien kommt und ich habe es aber für euch übersetzt. Das heißt, wenn ihr die Übersetzung haben wollt, dann findet ihr alle weiteren Infos in den Shownotes verlinkt. Und ja, jetzt will ich gar nicht mehr viel rumreden, sondern lass uns gleich anfangen. My guest today is Barbara Orban, who's the woman behind No Diet Babe, and she is a health and nutrition coach, an eating psychology coach, and a personal trainer. I hope that is right. And yeah, I love your work, Barbara, and welcome to this episode today.
Thank you, Lilith. Thanks for having me as a guest on your podcast. So I have a business called No Diet Babe, and I mainly help women with around weight loss and eating. I say eating issues like emotional eating, binge eating, yo-yo dieting, weight fluctuations, etc. So yeah, I do have like my knowledge in personal training and nutrition and eating psychology that I use to help women overcome their issues around food and their weight.
Great. So, and you have a podcast on your own as well.
Yeah. So the podcast is called The Manifesting Doll, and also it can be found under No Diet Babe as well. But yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So like I have got a couple of questions today for you, and like I know your podcast very well, and in your podcast you're like helping a lot of people to reach their ideal weight, but like not by counting calories or excessive workouts or like diets, but mainly by focusing on the mindset and the relationship with food and by like manifesting the weight loss. So just for my listeners, what does manifestation mean? Like how can we manifest and how can we manifest something like weight loss?
Yeah, so basically the term manifestation pretty much just means to bring something into your reality. So when you experience a certain situation, you could pretty much say to anything that you manifested that situation. So whatever your current situation is a manifestation. And when we're talking about the word manifestation, we're pretty much talking usually about conscious manifestation. So when we're deliberately trying to alter our experiences in life, and manifestation is essentially when you want something, it's something that you once imagined that you were able to bring into your reality. So when it comes to people wanting weight loss, and they have a goal in mind, but they struggle a lot of times to actually experience that in their reality. And so manifestation is just the thing that can help you create the outcome that you want. So Yeah, when we're using the term manifestation, it's usually in relation to trying to consciously change an outcome to achieve something that we want. But in reality, we're all manifesting on a pretty much consistently. Like, yeah, life is a manifestation of our brain, of our subconscious mind. And so the process of manifestation is pretty much just actually having the power to do it consciously and to make a deliberate change in your life rather than living the same patterns over and over.
Okay, great. And it's like in manifestation, energy plays a big role.
Yeah. So pretty much energy, like when we talk about energy from a perspective of somebody that perhaps doesn't know much about manifestation, and energy, when we talk about energy, it doesn't have to be manifestation doesn't have to be this superstitious thing or this ultra woo-woo thing. It's more about your subconscious mind rather than any kind of rituals or like crystals or superstition and that kind of thing, although those things can help if you feel the need to use them. But pretty much it's really about the subconscious mind. Yeah. So when we're talking about energy, right, energy is more so, if you're not understanding, like if energy kind of makes it feel a bit funny, it's like energy is emotion. So when we're talking about our energy, an easy way to think of it in terms of what is energy, it's like energy is our emotion. So energy is our vibe. So for those listeners that maybe don't understand what energy means, it's like, think about when you see somebody and you just feel this vibe about them. And a lot of the time that vibe that you feel, you might be like, cool, they feel high vibe. Like that person just feels high vibe. That's you actually relating to energy. That's kind of a way to maybe think of it if you're having trouble understanding what energy means. It's kind of like it's maybe an emotional experience. It's a feeling. It's a vibe. I guess it's a vibe. Vibe meaning vibration, right? So yeah, it's like a vibe. It's your energy. It's your emotion. And like I was saying before, it's got to do with your subconscious and your beliefs. And so when it comes to manifestation, usually whether or not you're good at manifesting certain things has to do with your relationship to that thing. Right. And your relationship to that thing, because relationship really is about emotion and vibration and things like that, then it's your energy is kind of like your relationship to that thing. So when I say your energy around food, it's kind of like the emotions that you experience in relation to that particular thing, your vibe, I guess you could say.
Okay. Yeah. So to lose weight, we actually have to change the relationship to the food.
Yeah. Right? Okay. And to our body.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much like whenever you're wanting to manifest something, like for example, if you wanted to manifest more money, you would change your relationship to money. So you would have to go into your like inner world and change the way your thoughts and feelings and beliefs about money. And so when it's applied to weight loss, it's the same process, but it's about changing your relationship to food and also your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So manifesting, is it right that like when we manifest, we always like need to shift our energy from fear to love and trust?
Yeah. Yeah. So generally like when we have a feeling of fear around a lot of things, generally it negatively influences the way that we feel, we the relationship to that thing.
Yeah.
And it affects our ability to take the right action as well. So definitely the core of your, like the core of who you are wants to, and what you do needs to come from love.
Right.
As opposed to fear, definitely. Because when we approach things from fear, it becomes harder to attract the desires that we want, the situations that we want, when we're fear driven, as opposed to coming from a place of love.
Okay, yeah. So many of my listeners like are trying to lose weight, or they try to free themselves from binge eating. But many of them don't believe in themselves, and they like don't have any hope left that they will ever recover. So how would you recommend can they free themselves from those limiting beliefs and find back to their own power?
Yeah, definitely. This is, yeah, it's really important because like with the process of, like I was saying with manifestation, it's really just bringing something that you want into your reality. And usually, and pretty much what the process involves is changing your beliefs. And pretty much if you're not believing in yourself, you're not believing that you're capable of achieving an outcome, it does make it very difficult to achieve it. And the reason being is that psychologically, our actions and our behavior comes as a result of our beliefs. So we have to change on a deeper level in order to achieve something that we have a goal in. We have to, there has to be an alteration in our beliefs, whether it doesn't have to be overnight. It's definitely a process of believing in yourself, but bit by bit tweaking your mentality about yourself to enable you to achieve that outcome. So I think what the problem is in terms of either overcoming binge eating or overcoming emotional eating or losing weight is that, yeah, people don't believe they're capable of doing it. And also they fear failure.
Yeah.
They fear failure. And so the biggest thing that you can do is realize that everything that's going on in your head and all the beliefs that you have about yourself are just repeating stories that go over and over again. But what people tend to do is really identify with these thoughts and with these voices in their head, and they make it mean that that's who they are.
Yeah.
So they really identify with who they currently are and their current identity. But the best thing to be able to change limiting beliefs, it's like, how do we then change our beliefs and then start believing in ourselves, is to not get so caught up in who we are now from a very dramatic emotional place, but to kind of get curious and aware of who we are from a place of non-judgment, and then also separate our brain dialogue and our beliefs from who we are, and realize that as we have the power to change that dialogue in our head, it's not who we are. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much like it's normal. A lot of us will have similar negative patterns that we each have the power to assess and then change. And I think the biggest part of changing your limiting beliefs is having awareness of them, and having awareness of them from a place of non-judgment. And in a way, like looking at yourself from a bird's eye perspective and distancing yourself and seeing, how can I change this from a non-judgmental way? This is how I'm currently thinking. It doesn't mean that this is who I have to be forever. So if you are currently a binge eater, you're very emotional and like very attached emotionally to this identity that you currently are. And I think the best thing, like if I'm to sum up kind of in the length of a podcast of how we overcome a limiting belief, you really first have to realize that you have the power to change beliefs. You yeah. really do. It doesn't, you don't have to be a special person. We all have the same capability to change a limiting belief. It's really to have awareness of it and realize that it's there, and that it's influencing your identity and the way you behave. And then pretty much once you have awareness of it, you have the power to change it. And to create new beliefs, it just requires repetition. The same way as a small child has to learn to speak and walk and everything, like they just repeat, don't they? They repeat. And then it's the same thing.
Yeah.
With limiting beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it really helps to like to write down the limiting beliefs we have, and then try to like change them into positive ones. And
definitely.
Yeah.
And the thing is that any of your beliefs that oppose the outcome that you want, then you can generally say that that's not a helpful belief.
Yeah.
And so anything that's saying that you can't, you just want to write that down and change it to that you can, because obviously the belief that you want to have is that you can achieve everything that you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Great. So, yeah, you had binge eating yourself, right? And
yeah,
maybe you can like tell a little bit about your like past with your eating issues and how you recovered from binge eating. And did you like work with manifestation as well when you recovered from binge eating?
Yeah, yeah. So I guess like with my like, I had multiple issues around food, binge eating and yo-yo dieting. At a very, very like young age, teenage, I did have a little bit of a stage of bulimia. But then during early 20s, there was stages where it was just full-blown binge eating because I no longer wanted to purge. And a lot of it stemmed after extreme dieting periods, longer periods of dieting. And then I would go through depression and start to binge eat. And that went on for many, many years. And I sought out, I think the thing is for me is that I didn't actually realize that it was a psychological issue. I think that I sought out help from a lot of personal trainers that didn't necessarily pick up on the issue. I was clueless in the sense that I thought that I would fix it with a diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I see out there still today, is that women and men wanting to lose weight and focusing on the nutrition, but not realizing that a lot of the time they might have destructive patterns that are to do with psychology. And eventually I did find that it was a psychological issue, thankfully, and I didn't just keep on trying to do it with dieting. And I did sort out help. I did a lot of therapy. I spent a long time doing therapy. And there was a point where focusing on my problems and problem-focused approach to overcoming binge eating no longer helped me. And I think that there's a certain aspect where you want to look at your problems and why, and your past and why, you know, you've become in this particular position. But in terms of manifestation is heavily, you could say it's kind of like more of a positive psychology where you're looking to build the new and focusing on what you want to be rather than dwelling in what you are now. And I think that was really a turning point for my binge eating and my emotional eating and my patterns, was creating the version of myself that I wanted to be rather than dwelling on who I was.
Yeah.
And I think that's, if you can see manifestation as that, yeah, focusing on what you want to create, that's a huge part of what enabled me to overcome my issues. And dedicating that time, but also being patient with yourself to change, yeah, rather than expecting yourself to change overnight and then giving up. I think persistence and patience is very important with yourself, and being kind and compassionate towards yourself through that transition that you need to make, and to know that you can overcome it. And manifestation, I think, because it's really focusing on the positive of what you can become and really dwelling in that rather than what you are now, and yeah, getting caught up in who you are now and how hard it is now, you want to focus a lot on who the potential of who you can be. And that's, yeah, I think that was really the turning point for me, which is why I'm so passionate about manifestation and focusing on that aspect of your mindset, because I spent a lot of time dwelling in who I was and all of my problems of, yeah, how I really perpetuated that identity of being an emotional eater, being a woman that struggles with binge eating and dieting, and creating a new version of me was really where I really started to flourish and change. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
So you said like you had a little, like a little bit of emotional eating as well. So, what are the like most important steps to that got you out of emotional eating, or that are important to get out of binge eating?
Yeah. So, to me, binge eating and emotional eating, a lot of the time is tied up with the way that we look, and our weight. A lot of it does stem from weight, really weight focus, like focusing a lot on your weight, because the weight is really linked in with the self-worth. So for me, weight, and for many, I mean, for pretty much most individuals, weight can really be linked in with self-worth. And it becomes this never-ending journey of trying to get to this certain weight in order to achieve happiness. And the problem with emotional eating and binge eating is that we have these unmet needs. So just on a human, just being a human being means that you have psychological needs that you need to fulfill in order to function. And your body, even on a biological level, needs you to meet these needs. And when we don't meet these needs, food is an easy resource for your body and mind to meet those needs in the time being. Like, it doesn't exactly solve the problem, but for your body and brain, it's like a good enough solution. So what happens then is you just become conditioned, meaning you form a habit to meet certain needs with food. And that, a lot of the time, one, unfortunately, because we get stuck in this cycle of wanting to lose weight, a lot of the time because we feel this need to lose weight in order to feel good enough, we then have this mentality of I'm not good enough. And then because food is there to meet our needs, food then fits into that place where you're not good enough. And it becomes this vicious cycle where you feel like you're not good enough. So then you have excessive cravings and you binge, and you think that the solution is to lose weight. Yeah. But it's just a cycle that keeps on perpetuating, because the solution is to give yourself what you actually need so you don't need food as much, and then you'll end up losing weight as well. So that's really like emotional eating. It's very much tied into it's when you're not getting your needs met, right, emotionally. And there's a certain point where your body and brain needs to cope. Yeah. And it will turn to something to feel better, and that will be food. And to overcome it, you have to learn to give yourself what you need emotionally, to learn to usually, like, and for me, it was about learning to not depend on outside sources for validation of myself, and to learn internal validation and self-love and compassion and all these needs that I was seeking outside of myself. I had to learn to give to myself. I guess it's kind of, you could say it's like learning like self-soothing techniques. There's certain things that you learn to give yourself so that you no longer have the desire to have food, because you can't just take food away. You yeah. have to give yourself what it is you're truly needing in that moment, and gradually you can overcome emotional eating and binge eating.
Yeah. Great. So my final question is, like, how what is the difference in your mindset now compared to back when you had those eating issues?
Wow, so much. so much. I think that the things that I notice are negative thoughts about my body. Number one, I wouldn't say there's no negative thoughts about my body. I think that there's no such thing as perfection, and I think that nobody has a perfect brain where they never experience negative thoughts. But the magnitude of thoughts that I experience I'm just not body focused. So my mindset 10 years ago was very heavily body focused. So always throughout the day, I would be thinking about awareness of how I looked and how others perceived me, my weight, and my thoughts were massively body focused. Whereas now I tend to think about other things, like I have a life other than my body, and I'm not always thinking about how I'm going to lose weight. Because 10 years ago, I would always be thinking, how am I going to lose weight? And my thoughts were mainly body and food focused. And whereas now my brain patterns and my thought patterns throughout the day think of other things. I've created a life outside of weight and food now. And that's a huge difference, is that my inner world and what I think about isn't about food and body as much anymore. And it's not so negative. So for example, when I am in situations like buying clothing, taking photos of myself, seeing my reflection, 10 years ago, it was all negative. And now it's either like it's neutral, like it's maybe not even thinking about certain things, or it's generally leaning towards the positive. And like I said before, it's never perfect. I don't think anyone, like, we all have self-doubts to a certain extent. We all have negative thoughts from time to time, but I think it's definitely the magnitude of it is way very, very different.
Yeah.
So that inner world really is completely different in that sense. And I think it's the amount of time per day that I spend thinking about food and weight has changed a lot. That's like a huge difference between how I was then and how I was now. I'm a lot more kinder in my head to myself. I am so much more kinder and compassionate towards myself. That's, I think, lacking in a lot of people with binge eating disorder. The other thing is not just about my body, but just about myself in general. I think that as children, we tend to think in absolutes. So when it's black and white thinking, so we either think we're succeeding or we're failing. Everything is very black and white when you're struggling with binge eating. So it's a tendency to be a perfectionist, to be all or nothing, to be black and white. And it's not just food, it's reflected in every aspect of our life. So we might have a certain situation in life come up and we'll get very upset about it because we have such extremities in the way that we perceive things, and we get upset, and then that has changed a lot. So it's become me learning how to cope in different situations that's also helped me not turn to food as much.
Yeah, and I think that shows that like diets and all that stuff are not
not the solution,
not the solution, and they like bring us in this vicious circle. And when we like work on our mindset as you did, and like on energy and stuff like that, it will be like that's actually where change really happens.
Yeah, because like I said before, like people get caught up on action and behavior, but where does action and behavior stem from? Yeah. And it stems from our beliefs about ourselves. And when our beliefs about ourselves are negative, it doesn't matter how much we try to change our behavior or habits, they're going to stem from the beliefs. So we have to start with the beliefs in order to change the outcome. You always have to go back to the root of where what you're trying to change. And so diets, although nutrition and advice around nutrition and taking action around nutrition is important. Yeah, so nutrition still plays a part. Of course it plays a part. But people are too heavily focused on that as the main thing. And for a binge eater, an emotional eater, that's not the main thing.
Yeah.
The main thing is psychology.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that educating people on that, I think, is the most important part for us and for people to understand is that, hey, you need to focus on your inner world and the rest will sort itself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that barking is really
that's okay.
If she keeps going, I'll stop.
Okay, so do you have like any closing thoughts you like to share as we wrap up for today?
I think just really getting that message out there of, like, number one, know that you can overcome it. Definitely, I think that just don't be afraid of failing, because failing is an illusion. There's no such thing. So in terms of fearing what will happen if you believe in yourself, I think that when it comes to believing in yourself in any aspect, our brain doesn't want to, it resists it. Because there's a part of us called the ego, which is like the critical part of our mind. It's the part of our mind that's always criticizing us. And this part of our mind is there to protect us. But in terms of overcoming binge eating, it's only causing us to stay in that place of binge eating. And in order to come out of it, you really want to see that this fear of failure is just an illusion, because you never actually fail. So don't be opposed to trying to overcome it, and don't be opposed to believing that you can out of fear of failure. Because I think that's, if somebody doesn't want to believe in themselves or doesn't want to believe that they can overcome binge eating, it's because they have a fear of failure. And it's really just about that critical part of your mind trying to protect you from failure. But it's not helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can understand that, that gives you more power to start to believe in yourself. And yeah, once you believe in yourself, it becomes easier to, it's not a instant process that you're going to believe in yourself, but just expanding your mind a little bit to maybe a little bit start to believe in yourself and working from there and giving yourself a lot of kindness and compassion. I think in my worst moments, I think the knee-jerk reaction that we have is to be hard on ourselves and to push ourselves, because the dieting industry tells us to really be hard on ourselves and push. Whereas when you're a binge eater, you actually need the opposite.
Yeah.
You actually need to be extremely kind to yourself and give yourself leniency to, because a lot of the time when you're a binge eater, your standard of behavior is perfection.
Yeah.
You expect yourself to be perfect, and it's actually the lowest standard that you can have. So you actually want to just not expect yourself to be perfect and to allow yourself to be messy and make mistakes.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that when you get over the fear of doing that and you allow yourself to be a messy human being, feel your emotions, not to judge yourself for having emotions, that's really going to help you get past the binge eating disorder. And you absolutely can overcome it. It doesn't require you to be some sort of special person. It just requires you to be persistent and patient with yourself, and do the inner work required, and then you will overcome it. It's inevitable.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I love this conversation, and I know that like the listeners will find it very helpful and inspiring too. And yeah, so thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me. And yeah, I do hope that it was helpful for your listeners. So yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
Das war es auch schon wieder mit dem Interview. Ich hoffe sehr, dass es euch gefallen hat und dass ihr was für euch mitnehmen konntet. Und ja, ich finde auf jeden Fall, dass Barbara eine sehr, sehr tolle Arbeit leistet, die auch sehr, sehr wichtig ist. Und ich freue mich deswegen sehr, dass ich die Möglichkeit bekommen habe, dass sie heute hier sein konnte. Und wenn ihr weitere Infos zu Barbara haben wollt, dann verlinke ich euch natürlich ihre Website und ihr Instagram in den Shownotes. Also ihr findet dort alles. Und ja, jetzt wünsche ich euch ein wundervolles Wochenende und seid lieb zu euch selber, seid mitfühlend, nicht so hart zu euch. Und ja, ihr müsst nicht perfekt sein, ihr müsst nicht alles perfekt machen. Ihr dürft auch einfach mal chaotisch sein und durcheinander und einfach mal Fehler machen. Das ist vollkommen in Ordnung und das ist normal, genau. Beziehungsweise, das ist schon normal, aber das ist auf jeden Fall menschlich und sehr erleichternd. Ich wünsche euch jetzt alles, alles Liebe und ganz viel Kraft. Bis dann! Als kleiner Disclaimer, dieser Podcast ist kein professioneller Therapieersatz. Binge Eating kann starke gesundheitliche Konsequenzen haben und ich rate dir zu ärztlicher und psychologischer Hilfe.